This is Ringler Radio, where you get all the latest news and information about settlement solutions, litigation, mediation, and structured financial security from Ringler, the largest and most experienced company of settlement consultants in the United States. Ringler has been helping injured people and their families since 1975. Ringler Radio is made possible in part by American General, Liberty Mutual, MetLife, Mutual of Omaha, New York Life, Pacific Life, and Prudential. Now join Ringler Radio host Larry Cohen.
Well, hello and welcome to Ringler Radio, everyone. I'm Larry Cohen, the head of Ringler Northeast Operations, and we're certainly glad you could join us again today. Well, Christina Grillo Sullivan was born on January 9th, 1982. And what should have been a normal delivery for her mother, Josephine, turned into an emergency C-section, leaving Christina severely brain damaged, resulting in cerebral palsy, seizures, and blindness. Soon after, Christina's family filed a medical malpractice lawsuit citing negligence by her physician. But life care plans estimated the lifetime cost of medical care for little Christina to have been in excess of $20 million, and the defendant's attorneys offered a structured settlement costing $1,267,000 that would have, over the lifetime of the child, have paid out well over $100 million. Quite a tax-free ability for Christina to be taken care of. But Christina's lawyers rejected the structured settlement offer and settled the case for a lump sum cash payment of $2.5 million, from which they took a $1 million fee and $77,000 in expenses. They also failed to protect the availability of governmental benefits. And sadly, as we've seen so often before, the money unfortunately was gone within a few years, and the family left to pick up the pieces and pay millions for medical treatment. Christina's family nurtured and cared for her relentlessly and lovingly at home for 32 years until she passed away on September 17th, 2014. And today on Ringler Radio, Christina's mother, Josephine Grillo Sullivan, now the executive director of the Christina Grillo Sullivan Foundation, will share with us how she's honoring Christina's life by assisting families living with a brain-injured loved one. We'll also discuss the high-profile and precedent-setting case of Grillo versus Petitet and what its outcome has meant for others who are faced with a choice at settlement of taking cash or a structure. And joining me today in this discussion as my co-host is my Ringler colleague Ann Lauder from the Troy, Michigan office. Ann has nearly two decades of experience in medical malpractice and personal injury litigation. So with that, welcome to the show, Ann. Thanks for being my co-host.
Oh, I'm very happy to be here with you and Josephine today.
Thank you. Josephine, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you here. We're really looking forward to hearing what you have to say today about your daughter and about what's transpired with your foundation.
Well, thank you for having me. I really look forward to being your guest with Anne and your listeners.
Terrific. Josephine, let's begin by having you tell us a little bit about Christina and the impact she had on you and your family. She seems like an unbelievably fascinating and wonderful girl.
Well, how long do you have, Larry and Ann?
Well, you take as long as you want. I'll stop you when it's time. Go ahead.
I'll tell you what. She was an absolute angel here on earth. I visually see her laughing and smiling, and they were absolutely contagious. And that's without ever speaking a word. And she just inspired so many people around her that, it's where we are today. It didn't matter that she didn't speak a word. She taught us so much, truly, what was important in life, which was unconditional love. And I guess she really gifted us with her innocent trust and her dependency upon us. And I'll tell you what, Larry, she really, really taught us how very, very precious this life is and not to take one moment for granted. I just can go on and on about her, but she just truly taught us about hope and faith, and that's truly what's gotten me this far in this moment in life.
Well, she was a blessing, and And you, for you, for your family to have nurtured her as you did is wonderful to see, and you're to be commended for that too.
Josephine, I understand that Christina's birth is what led to a medical malpractice case. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And if you could just give us an overview of the main portions of the case.
Well, it was an evening that I had arrived at the hospital, and the nurse on duty wanted to send me home. As I recall, she was saying I was having Braxton Hicks, which is false labor pains. And the doctor was asleep down the hall, but the nurse didn't want to disturb him. And that was until Christina's heart rate started to drop. And then the last thing I remember there was that my body was going into shock and jumping up and down on the gurney. And I had awoken to two nurses talking and saying that my precious baby wasn't going to survive the night. And it had taken over 7 minutes to resuscitate her. So I guess 3 weeks in the hospital neonatal unit, the doctor came up to me and said that they had done all that they could and that they were terminating life support. And they were going to administer Christina last rites. And I'm sitting here thinking that, as I do from time to time, it was a room off the neonatal unit, and we were put in there, my family and I, and we were all to say goodbye and gently passing her from one loving family member to the other, and each of us kissing her little soft newborn face. And she surprised us all. I mean, she started breathing on her own, and obviously was left here to do all the things that she has done for so many. We actually lived in Fort Worth at the time in Arlington, and I had heard about a case, or I had heard about an attorney, Racehorse Haynes, and had gone to see him in Houston. And he said if the baby was still alive to take the case. And they had came back and said that the nurse was credible and the hospital had made an offer of $50,000. And they suggested that I take it. And looking at both of them, I just said there was just no way that I could care for Christina over her lifetime. And 2 weeks later, I get a phone call, and they told me to come pick up my papers that they were withdrawn from the case. So that's when I had located new counsel, which was Tom Pettit and Tommy Swate. And they, too, delayed about 2 years until the hospital filed a motion to dismiss, and then at that time they prepared the case for trial.
Well, you know, Josephine, through this trauma of the injury to your daughter and through the birth, et cetera, finally, you received an offer from the defendant's attorney, which included a tax-free structured settlement as a part of it, and yet your own attorney rejected that offer and decided to go with a lump sum settlement. And, of course, that decision had some severe consequences as you moved down the road. Tell us about the impact of that decision that on your family as you moved along. What was the impact?
Well, I guess just to clarify to your listeners, the attorney's decision to go with that lump sum settlement, it was so insufficient to cover her basic medical needs. The offer was not conveyed in writing, nor did I have a clue what a structured settlement was or the benefit of a rated age, as I do today. And that $1,267,579 was with a COLA of 7.2%.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. That's a living increase. It would have paid Christina in excess of $200
Yeah,
million.
With that kind of a COLA, it's amazing. And yeah.
And today, you know, of course, we all know how devastating that was not to have done that. The attorney's fees would have been based on the cost of the structure, not the gross amount received. So actually, Larry, 40% of $2.5 million is double the attorney fee.
Wow.
So I guess that was there.
Wow.
Center.
And am I right in that you were never given the opportunity to really understand what a structure was? It was never really explained to you. Is that right?
No, not at all.
Wow.
So, Josephine, as I understand it, after that experience of taking that settlement, there came a time that you and your family had exhausted your funds and yourself, and you instituted a malpractice case against the attorneys and the guardian ad litem for legal malpractice regarding the fact that Christina's case should have never been settled for a lump sum and the consequences that followed. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I can. And it was for the longest time because we knew nothing was wrong. You know, something was wrong. And not until I spoke with an attorney named Todd Tracy, who is in Dallas, and he told me that he had never heard of a brain-damaged baby case not being settled with a structured settlement. And again, you know, I had told him, what does that mean? And he kindly gave me the phone number of a structured settlement broker that has now become my friend over the past 25 years, and that's Mr. Neil Johnson. And, you know, I can remember meeting with Neil in an Italian restaurant over in Dallas. And over 2 hours, he explained in detail what a structured settlement was and the benefit of a rated age and what that would have meant to the value of Christina's settlement. And Larry and Ann left that meeting in tears. I wasn't angry. I was just saddened that someone could do something so unconscionable. I had filed the cause of action for today because I was unable to find counsel that would represent Christina, because everyone that I had spoken to was fearful of retribution with judges and other attorneys in the future. So the 2-year statute of limitation was tolling, so I filed the lawsuit. And the odd thing is, you know, Neil, he believed in us and researched, and he found one of the companies that actually had quoted a structured settlement in the underlying case. So I actually went to go in deposition John Camp. He was a defense attorney for the hospital. And when I was asking him the question, was Christina ever offered a structured settlement? And Larry and Ann, I mean, just sitting there and looking across at this attorney for the hospital, he just snapped his pencil in half like it was a twig. And he said to me, looked me in the eye and said, as I sit here today, I do not recall. I was just.
Yeah, sounds like I knew the bad news was coming. It's interesting.
Right.
Well, you know, Josephine, what's resulted from your fight against your attorneys for doing what they did is given rise to what's now commonly called the Grillo waiver. And it's a document that acknowledges in writing that the plaintiff understands the potential consequences of accepting a lump sum settlement in lieu of a portion of it being structured. And I kind of think it's akin to informed consent, you know, where you really understand what you're turning down if you want to turn it down, or what you're getting if you decide to accept it. And that seems so logical today, but obviously wasn't back there when you were in need of something like that. And it's through your situation that people in the future are not going to have to suffer through that circumstance like you did. So you know, at least something came out of that hopefully will help others.
And I sit here and I smile. I smile that her little life was for a reason, and it was to help so many actually become better loved and taken care of by their families. Because Larry and Ann, a family taking care of someone like Christina, it is so tolling on everyone. And so if the funds would have been there, you know, you think about it, even just momentarily, that, you know, life could have been different. But actually, when you do think about it a little bit more, it's where it needed to be, because if we had not have experienced that with his strength, we wouldn't be here today, and she would not have already started to help thousands of people.
Well, you know, your story is a humbling one. It really is for all of us to have gone through what you did and taken care of Christina for those many years. It's as I say, it's a humbling story. Well, we're going to take a quick break right now, and we'll be right back in a minute, right here on Ring of the Radio, with more with Josephine Grillo Sullivan. We'll be right back.
This is Ringler Radio, brought to you from Ringler, the nation's leading provider of fair settlement solutions. Did you know that Ringler is involved in a third of all structured settlement cases in the country? Ringler advisors work with all the parties in a lawsuit settlement to find the best possible financial solution for the people involved. Everybody wins. There's a Ringler consultant in all the major cities of the U.S. No one has more experienced experts in the settlement business than Ringler. Check out our website at www.ringlerassociates.com for the best information for injured parties, attorneys, and claims professionals to find the Ringler advisor nearest you. When it's your interest at stake in a lawsuit settlement, you want only the best, most objective financial plan. You can count on Ringler Advisors to create a customized plan that meets the financial needs of you and your family for the future. Visit RinglerAssociates.com to learn more.
Well, welcome back to Ringler Radio. Glad you could join us. I'm joined today by my co-host, Ann Lauder, and our special guest, Josephine Grillo Sullivan, Executive Director of the Christina Grillo Sullivan Foundation. Well, Josephine, you and your family, your husband Craig and your son Christian, have devoted your lives to the memory of Christina in many ways, and of course one of them is the mission to influence legislation to encourage structured settlements. And you even set a precedent with the Second Court of Appeals case opinion holding guardian ad litems accountable for breaching their fiduciary duty. So talk to us a little bit about how you're looking to change the law when it comes to structures versus lump sum payments when people have to make that pretty momentous decision.
That process actually had been started by the passage of Senate Bill 731 in 1999. And for three legislative sessions, that's 6 years, we fought for that legislation that would make it mandatory for a structured settlement to be presented in writing when it involved a minor child or non-continuous adult. And that was in the 76th Texas legislative session. It was passed and codified into Texas Section 139.001-5. And Larry, I believe that probate courts truly, truly have too much power without accountability. And I actually have proposed a 5-member oversight panel when it comes to the health, safety, and well-being, consisting of a physician, a lawyer, 2 citizens, and legislative member, because the abuse of the probate system have been well documented, and persons are being stripped of their rights with limited recourse.
Well, I know who to nominate as one of the citizen members of that commission. That's for sure.
That sounds like a great idea, Larry. Josephine, you had an opportunity to be right there with the legislature and give testimony. You and Christina both testified at the time that the law was being discussed. Can you tell us about that experience and how it affected you to be able to take Christina with you to talk to the legislators?
I guess it was just really one of the many times she was by my side. Again, for the 6 years, we traveled back and forth to Austin and other hearings across the state of Texas. And to describe it, she was instrumental in, I think, them actually listening and seeing, because when you have someone that is severely brain damaged, it actually, you're creating an awareness. I don't think people can really completely understand until they walk or see your shoes just for a bit. So it was very important, and the response was what was needed when she was traveling with me.
Well, Christina's memory also takes shape, Josephine, in the form of your foundation's work to support families with brain-injured loved ones. And I know we all want to hear about that. And also tell us about the Life Care Resource Guide. These are pretty inspirational things you're doing.
Well, the Life Care Resource Guide, it actually takes into account the medical diagnosis of an individual. And what we do as a foundation, because the stress of family helping to support that person, we actually help them because it's so daunting. We have volunteer nurses, therapists, and they actually go in and look for the resources around their demographic area. And that's how we create their life care plan with therapies, equipment, DME dealers, doctors, hospitals. They have it just whatever is needed for that family to be able to take care of their loved ones.
That's interesting, Josephine. You know, that's tremendous work you're doing for the brain-injured families. I'm sure they appreciate everything that your foundation and the Life Care Resource Guide can provide for them. But, you know, on your foundation's website, there's an interesting yellow butterfly, which we've learned has some special significance, but not sure what that is. So talk to us about, Christina, and the significance of the yellow butterfly. What is that?
Well, Larry, they say that our Heavenly Father allows our loved ones that have gone to heaven to come through the veil. It started after Nina had gone to heaven, and from time to time when we would be at the point of such unbearable grief, a yellow butterfly would come and appear. And I guess the first time was at a football game, oddly enough, because Nina went everywhere with us. So she'd love to cheer on her brother's college team and to encourage him because he was so devastated after losing her. He was about to graduate from college. And so we went to the football game trying to make it as normal as possible and went and even stood in the section, the handicapped section where she used to stand we rolled her up in her wheelchair. And here comes this yellow butterfly. And I started crying. And I guess to me it was a symbol that, you know, maybe she was saying, I'm okay, I'm here. And it had landed on the railing where her wheelchair used to sit. And there was a lady that was standing next to me, and she hugged me, and I explained to her. And it just, as you can imagine, of course, a football stadium's all concrete. It's not like there's trees or anything around that a butterfly would show up. But there again, here comes another football game, and here comes this yellow butterfly landing on the same spot. So to me, it was more Christina saying, you know, Mom, I'm okay. I'm always, you know, be here with you. And it just, to this day, really just means a lot.
Oh, no question. It gives you goosebumps, that story. It's it's really amazing. And, you know, you hear stories like that. And, you know, I think it all comes down to having faith that, you know, things are a little bit better up there. And I think that's what she is telling you. So that's a very interesting and heartfelt story.
I really would love to share with your listeners the one day, because there is an angel that the butterfly is in the wing of the logo. I was running on the beach one day. I'm a runner, and I just couldn't bear to see Craig crying and over the loss of Nina. And when I got back in the car, I just shut the door and was kind of yelling at the top of my lungs and just kind of saying it's just so out of nature for me to do that. But I guess grief took over, and asking her where she was. And that day we were actually donating one of her wheelchairs. And so we had gotten back in the car and drove back home and got the wheelchair out and was putting it in the car of a lady that actually has helped us for many years. And she started crying, and then I started crying uncontrollably. And then there goes Craig. And then all of a sudden, you know, she says, look up. And I would invite your listeners to go to the website. It was the shape of an angel cloud. I mean, there wasn't another cloud in the sky, and it was absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. And there again, it was another sign that, you know, Mom, you're on the right track. We're doing okay, and keep going.
It's amazing stories.
You know, Josephine, the the perseverance that you and your family have shown in carrying on Christina's legacy is amazing, and the work that you're doing to help other families that care for brain injury victims is just amazing. Can you tell us how, if someone wanted to get involved with the foundation and volunteer, how they could do that?
I surely can. And I just wanted to say one more thing, because in regards to her logo, mm-hmm. Her loving brother, Christian, actually did those strokes of love on his tablet and created that logo. And, you know, I wish I had more time to tell you about Christian, because what an amazing young man and what an amazing brother he was to her and still is.
Well, you know, they have an amazing mother, too. Don't forget that.
Well, thank you. And in regards to Anne thanking you so much for how people can assist Christina's foundation, the foundation that bears her name, and the foundation that has helped so many, not only changing the structured settlement industry, but allowing structured settlement brokers to assist so many. If you could please go to her website, and because the foundation is helping so many families, and we just need your support and through donations. And it's www.tcgsf.org, because we're a 501c3 public charity. Anything that you donate can and will be tax exempt as allowed by law. And I guess, you know, as not only the executive director, but as a mom who loved and cared for her daughter for so many years, almost 33 incredibly blessed years, this is the way that you can honor Christina. Become a Nina moment. And please go to her foundation and donate. If you want to talk to me personally, I would love that. You can dial the 1-866-637-8392. That's extension 21. And my email address is josephine@tcgsf.org. And I would love to hear from you. And again, Anne and Larry, cannot thank you enough for allowing me to be a part of Ringler Radio, and
well, it's our pleasure. Believe me, this has been an inspirational show. It's not just educational, but inspirational, and I think all of our audience would respond positively to that statement. And I know as someone who's been in this industry for a while, and we all deal every day with these issues of, are they going to take a structure, or are they going to take a cash settlement? You know, we've seen the pain that comes from those who don't really have the decision explained properly to them. And you know, I think what you've done, Josephine, and not just through your foundation helping others, but also through the toughness and the fight, you know, having to file the pro se litigation, even that just shows the spirit you had, and you've really helped a lot of people. I just want you to know that
the appeal case as well. It was just
oh yeah, no question.
Josephine,
about it.
having practiced as an attorney for almost two decades, I just cannot commend you enough for having the courage to be able to take something on yourself and having the courage to move forward with that, and for striving to make a difference in others' lives as you have. It's so, my heart just bursts with joy in knowing what a major contribution you and Christina have made.
Thank you so much. I will tell you, last night we had our second practice for the adaptive tennis program that we just started with the Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. And at the end, because those children were so... they're intellectually and physically disabled. So at the end, when you've got the smiles and the success and their parents are just cheering them on, even if it's just to hit a ball one time with a tennis racket, just enlightens your heart. And at the end, when they took the picture, and the reason I'm saying this is I had gotten everyone in the stands. We all got together, and it was like one, two, three, and then everybody said, Nina.
No,
picture was taken, and it was absolutely beautiful. So I will end on that note.
No question. No question. That's terrific. Terrific way to end it. And I just want to say, again, Josephine, tremendous having you here. And I'm glad you gave out all the information to how to reach you and the foundation. And if someone wanted to reach you, how would they do that?
They can reach me in the Ringler office in Troy at 248-457-1212 or at alauder@ringlerassociates.com.
Terrific. And all of you out there, you can reach any Ringler associate. You can find them. You can even look at their pictures if you want by going to the Ringler website, ringlerassociates.com. And on that website, you're going to find tremendous amount of information, helpful information, the kind of explanatory information that we only hope that at one point back in the day that Josephine might have had. And Josephine, you've been an inspiration to us. If you want to hear any of the Ringler Radio shows, ringlerassociates.com, ringlerradio.com, legaltalknetwork.com, or on iTunes, where you can download the show and listen at your leisure and hopefully be inspired by Josephine, as we all were today. So with that, I want to say thank you, Josephine, for being a tremendous guest and inspiring all of us. And as I said before, humbling all of us, too, at the same time. And thank you very much for being here.
Thank you both, and many blessings to you both as well.
Thank you. And Anne, thanks for being a great co-host.
Yes. Thank you, Larry, and thank you, Josephine.
And for the rest of you out there, be inspired and go have a great day. Bye-bye.
The views expressed by the participants of this program are their own and do not represent the views of, nor are they endorsed by, Legal Talk Network, its officers, directors, employees, agents, representatives, shareholders, and subsidiaries. None of the content should be considered legal advice. As always, consult a lawyer. Thanks for listening to Ringler Radio, celebrating more than a decade of podcasting and over 2 million listeners. Think of Ringler, the objective settlement advisors with more than 140 consultants in 60 cities nationwide. Visit ringlerassociates.com today.